Exclusive. Representative Paul Gosar warns Biden's weaponization of DOJ has taken America to a very dangerous place. By Joshua Klein on April 29, 2024. President Joe Biden's use of the judicial system against his primary political opponent has taken the country to a very dangerous place, according to Representative Paul Gosar. Oz, who warned about the erosion of the autonomy of everyday Americans, who actually want a fighter and therefore gravitate to Trump. He also argued that while America could potentially survive another Biden term, I don't think he would want to, insisting that the shining light that America used to be would never be the same. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Gosar began by pointing to the former president's civil fraud conviction in the case brought by outspoken anti-Trump New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump is now appealing a summary judgment issued by New York Justice Arthur Engoron in that civil fraud case, where no actual harm was claimed. He initially faced an unprecedented bond, which appeared aimed at bankrupting him, as well as a slew of politically charged legal challenges. "The economy of New York will never be the same," said the congressman, who serves as a member of the House Freedom Caucus and sits on the Oversight and Accountability Committee. "People in New York better wake up, because this has got ramifications far bigger than anything they've ever seen." In addition, he added, there will be a new financial center outside of New York, with companies seeking to relocate if this case is not overturned. "I'm waiting for the United States Supreme Court to come forth and say, enough is enough," he said. "I want to see what they are made of, because this is all-out lawfare." By using the judicial system against Trump, his primary political opponent, President Biden has taken America to a very dangerous place, according to Gosar, who cautioned against global institutions using legal systems to exert control, reflecting a pervasive and strategic governmental shift. "When you see their progression, it's not only been happening in this country, it's been happening in Brazil and elsewhere," he said. "All over, we're seeing these institutions using the court systems to take over. And it's not so much an individual leader now as an agency workaround," he added. "So there's more to this story than just simple lawfare. It's happening all over, and it's an insidious play." While he expressed his belief that America could conceivably survive another full four-year Biden term, he argued that Americans likely would not want to. "You could survive it, but I don't think you would want to. Because your autonomy, your sovereignty has all been taken," he explained, "and I think that the shining light that America used to be would never be the same." Citing Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who once said Americans can always be counted on to do the right thing after they've exhausted all else, Gosar said he was praying that the British statesman was right. For those Americans undecided on who to vote for this upcoming election, the Arizona congressman suggested they promptly ask themselves several questions, including, "Am I really better off today than I was 4 years ago? And is the government bigger today than it was back then?" According to Gosar, the government has been growing at the people's expense. He also recommended people ask themselves whether their liberties have been spared, noting that they've been taken and usurped by the courts. "So now, more than ever, we need somebody with a battering ram. A fighter for the American people," he asserted. Claiming there are many opportunities at hand, Gosar urged people to start going on the offense. "America wants a fighter, somebody who's gonna win," he argued. "That's why they gravitate to Donald Trump. We all gotta be winners," he added. "We have to take these matters seriously, it's the future of the republic." Related, watch, Trump's lawyer Alina Habba. Democrats can't stop him with the votes, so they're using lawfare. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.